The intro for the Waffle Zone doesn't have to be nearly as... maybe I'll just say it. Maybe I'll say, hey, Kirst, do you know what time it is? And you'll say, it's time for the Waffle Zone. So, hey, Kirsty, do you know what time it is?
It's time for the Waffle Zone.
Yes. How'd you know?
That is so cheesy.
It's always the Waffle Zone around here, I guess. So we're going to talk about, let me say this. Welcome back, Kirsty. It's glad to have you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. So, the Waffle Zone, this is going to be the second Waffle Zone to happen. And other than, you know, every single episode I've ever done being a Waffle Zone, basically. How did you like the Waffle Zone the way it came out last time?
Yeah, that's pretty good. I think if you're someone who likes to have it broken up, like maybe you're someone who likes to have Satellite 15 and the Final Frontier broken up, we can't do that for you, but we can do this.
Yeah. That's funny. That's a good way to put it. It's so it basically what you're saying is the Waffle Zone is the Ides of March in a way.
I definitely am not saying that. Well, yeah, if you like the Waffle Zone, yes.
Yes, there you go. Oh gosh. So we're gonna talk about what we normally talk about. We're gonna talk about what we listen to. We're gonna talk about the podcasts that we listen to, the music, they'll do the retweets, the quotes, and miscellaneous waffling that happens when that happens. And like I said to you before, I'm glad to have you back because it's been, I haven't talked to you for a month. It's definitely been a month because we had that
it one. It has been a month, although I was on the episode that came out 2 weeks ago. So you've spoiled the illusion there.
Yeah, people probably might have figured out that you weren't here on Christmas. So talking.
Or Stranger Things.
Yeah, 2 days later. Yeah, that's right. Mm. So, Kirsty, what have you been listening to? What have you been listening to lately?
Well, it's school holidays, so it's hard to get time to myself. Mm. But I've managed to listen to a lot of Iron Maiden.
Okay.
Obviously, Killers. We both had to listen to that.
True.
And so I've been around that era. I've listened to Made in Japan. Ooh. And The Beast Over Hammersmith.
Okay.
And one of the live concerts. And some, but not all, of Best of the B-Sides.
Okay. That's a lot of Maiden.
That is a lot of Maiden. It's a lot of Maiden that I don't often listen to, well, apart from Killers.
Sure.
Yeah. So, and then on Saturday, I saw two bands from Western Australia.
Okay. What kind of bands are they?
Gyroscope.
Okay.
I think they'd say they were like punk or alternative. They're a really strange band. I could take or leave them, but my friend never misses them. And he always invites me. So I've been about four times now. He was right at the front on Saturday.
Okay.
But they're odd because they play like radio-friendly indie music. And the singer's got a nice singing voice, but when they're live, they get really heavy and he screams most of the time. He jumps into the crowd. So it was a bit of a surprise the first time I saw them.
Yeah.
And the other band, Eskimo Joe, I only saw them 3 months ago when they played two of their albums in full.
Okay.
And I was never a big fan, but they were so good live. I was keen to see them again.
Okay.
They're kind of poppy, but.
Okay.
I don't know what you'd call them. Like they get on the actual mainstream radio.
Oh, okay. Okay. So bigger band then.
Yeah, pretty big. And then they've got a song called Sarah.
Ah, another one. I'm always trying to find the Sarah songs. So we've got.
There you go. It's not a bad one, actually. So you might want to play it to her. That's unfortunately all I managed to listen to this week, music-wise.
That's really more than I listen to, but. Just for the sake of Sarah, I know of Fleetwood Mac, either that or Stevie Nicks has the song Sarah. I believe it's Fleetwood Mac. Hall & Oates has Sarah Smile. And there's another one that's big that I can't remember. And then Alice Cooper has Sister Sarah. I don't know if any of them are spelled the right way for our daughter. So that's a fourth. You have to send that to me. I'll play it for her.
Oh, do you know what I also did? I completely forgot to say, because Jesse mentioned the Chemical Wedding the other day.
Uh-huh.
So I played that.
Oh, okay.
And then when it finished, I played it again because it's so good.
Because it's a very good album, yeah. We reviewed that, didn't we?
Yeah, when I was thinking about it, I was thinking about when we did the review. It was Album Battle Against Tyranny of Souls.
Yeah.
And remembering what everybody said about it a little bit and stuff.
Did it make you cool. angry?
I think we were all pretty nice about every single song.
Yeah, you can't really not be in with those two. Other than, what was it? Navigate the Seas of the Sun from... that's not
from Tyranny of Souls.
Yeah, that was the one I...
You weren't very nice about that. That was sad. But, you know.
that seems to fit my personality a little bit, I guess. So. Okay, so I listened to 3 albums this week. Part of 4, but for sure 3. Obviously, listened to Killers. And when I listened to it, because we're obviously going to be talking about it, I went on to Beast over Hammersmith, and I made a playlist, and I put every song from Beast over Hammersmith, I would put it behind the song on Killers. So once Wrathchild played, it would play from Beast over Hammersmith and so on and so on. And mm-hmm. and it was interesting because I wanted to see the difference. And I got to say, man, Bruce sounds so different. You know, the way he talks back then is so different.
Oh, was he being a little bit cockney?
Yes, yes. I think that's what Don McIntyre had told me, is how that was kind of the speaking, the way he was speaking. It's almost...
Because they're a London band, mm-hmm. and they're all quite working class, and he's a little bit posh, and he's from another part of England.
He's trying to fit in a little bit.
And yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what
Which
I was thinking.
Which is understandable right at the start.
Yeah, yeah.
I know my accent's changed quite a few times over time.
Yeah. I also listened to the absolute most god-awful, worst album ever by the band, at least that I've heard, by the band Queensryche, because I have not heard all of their albums. And it was the first time I ever listened to this album. And I had a reason to listen to it, not because I was reviewing it, but I had something else that I needed to listen to it for. And it's called Dedicated to Chaos. It's the very last album they made before they used their brains and got rid of Jeff Tate. Oh my God, it is horrible. I mean, if it wasn't for Jeff Tate's voice, you wouldn't even think it was related to Queensryche. It's terrible. They describe it as like dancey pop. It's kind of weird. It's terrible.
Thanks.
Yeah, I wouldn't describe it as dancey.
I was probably going to listen to it anyway, but yeah.
I wouldn't describe it as dancey pop, but that's the way one of them described it. And it's funny, I'll just say this. On Wikipedia, I was just reading about it, and one of the guitar players said there were songs on the album that came out when the album came out that I had never heard before until the album came out. Like, he had never even heard them. Like, they just... And then the other guitar player in an interview said, well, we were going in this one direction, and he didn't even refer to him by name. He just goes, but the lead singer decided to change the way we were going or something. And I just thought, that just tells you how they felt about him at the time by calling him the lead singer. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty funny. But so I listened to those two, Killers and the Queensryche album. And I know what you're probably thinking right now, Kirsty. In your head, you're thinking, did he or didn't he? And the answer is, yes, I did. I listened.
Of course you did.
Of course I did. Yeah. I didn't actually, last week was the first week I hadn't played it in a while. But last week when I did the episode, I had done like 2 or 3 weeks consolidated into one. So I had listened to it in 2 of those weeks. But I was listening to so much Maiden, I didn't listen to it. And yes, The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead by Megadeth, definitely. I got a play on it a couple days ago. I was just like, I need to hear that again. And because I was singing, you know, did you hear on, well, I know you heard it on the Waffle Zone where we were talking about, some guy said he was on a mission to Mars. And when I said something, I go, well, do you think he's made it? And then I went, at least not yet. And then Sarah went, countdown, like the first word of the song. And I just ran with it. I was like, yes. So, and this
was so good.
It was funny because we were
because it was good that she did that because I kind of got the feeling she didn't really 100% want to do it. I mean, she did really well in the end.
Yeah, and she was clapping when I was singing. It was so funny. It was funny. She likes that song a lot. It's a good story.
Yeah,
you know, the whole it's a fun song. So, but yeah, I listened to that because I was driving around kind of, because I'd listened to that episode and that made me want to hear it because I was listening to, you know, me and Sarah do that. So, but that's all of the albums that I listened to this week. So it wasn't a week where I had a chance to listen to a ton of stuff. So, and I did listen to Killers probably 5 or 6 times, I'd say, which is more than I've listened to it in years. So
that's funny.
Yeah.
Because I think you said 3 or 4 the other day. So you managed to get another couple in. That's good.
I check. Maybe it only is 4. I can't remember.
It doesn't matter. I don't need to know statistics.
Yeah. Okay. So what about podcasts? Did you listen to any podcasts in the past week or so?
Well, of course I did, because Wayne's Iron Maiden podcast is back and it came out on Tuesday. So they had the Sign of the Cross. It's nice for Wayne to have a decent song to review. It's been a little bit not that good lately. So, So I really enjoyed that. It's good to have him back and hear so many familiar voices.
Sure.
He hasn't asked me to come on and play my recorder yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially after you gloated on him.
I did offer, didn't I? Yeah.
Yeah.
But then Trevor thought about doing a Taylor Swift podcast. So maybe I can get on that.
You're revealing secrets I haven't heard.
You know, I listened to the album once. I listened again, Zion Maiden Story. That was so good. I really enjoyed it. Yeah. And plus the Waffle Zone, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jesse the Delivery Guy's Christmas and New Year's episodes. Okay. I've always got time for that.
Yeah, you only need 10 minutes. That's perfect.
That's right, yeah. Just 10 minutes of my time, and it's always really fun. And he's just so laid back.
Yeah, you're 10 minutes of my time and off I go.
Yeah. So that's all my podcasts for this week.
Okay. Well, I also listened to Gen's story, and it was funny because he wrote on Twitter, he said, "I don't even remember what I said on the podcast."
Because it's been a while.
Yeah, and I was like, well, I'm going to listen to it too so I can remember what we said as well, because I couldn't remember it. But I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed listening to he had a lot of nice things to say and talking about the community as well, you know, at the end. I enjoyed that. I think it's kind of fun to talk about that sometimes, because it's neat to get a perspective from somebody. Because even though I don't like to talk about it myself because I don't want to blow smoke or anything, but it's nice to know that it does mean something to somebody. So let's see here. I also listened to the Waffle Zone with me and my daughter, and I enjoyed it. I shouldn't have had to listen to it. You know why?
Why?
Because I lived it. Because you lived it. Yeah. That was you know, it was funny because she had actually said that in the bit before we recorded, like she had said, because I had said something about, well, hey, did you listen to that? She goes, well, I don't have to listen to that. I lived it. And so I literally set her up for it to say that. And then she starts laughing and can't get it out.
She is very pleased with herself. Chloe also did not listen to the Stranger Things episode because she lived it.
That's right. They lived it. They don't have to hear it. So
I lived it, but I listened to it.
Yeah. Same here. Yeah. I
wanted to see how it came out.
Yeah, same here. Exactly. So let's see. Podcast that I listen to. I've got a really funny name of a podcast. And you'll know I listen to it specifically because So I listened to a Jim Florentine. He had one called Awful T-Shirts, which was really, really funny. Speaking of that, I'm going to play you something, a little joke that he did on the podcast. I recorded it on my phone and played it for Sarah because it was insanely funny. Come on, let me get this here. Okay. So this is about a 20 second thing. So this is from it. See if you think this is funny. I thought this was hilarious. Okay, let's get it play here.
And there's another one. Sorry, I can't. I have plans with my cat. What kind of plans would you have with your cat? Are you going to take turns licking its asshole?
Oh, my God. I laughed so hard when he said that. Because he does that. He does this voice where he'll go, I can't. I've got plans with my cat. Like, what kind of plans would you have
with your cat? I like those T-shirts, though, that Antisocial does. Well, I like the thought of it. I wouldn't wear a T-shirt that said that.
Yeah. Because he said those are the kind of shirts that someone gives you. And then you know, you might wear it around the house or use it as a cleaning rag or something. Yeah. Oh, well, God, that made me laugh so hard. I listened to Monty's Rockcast. He had episode number 255 that came out. I listened to, two of Jesse's podcast, because he got it on Apple now. So I was texting him that day. I was like, dude, you got to get this thing on Apple, because that's where I listen, and it's hard for me to, I just don't really go looking for podcasts anywhere else. And so I might have lit a fire under him a little bit, and he, because he was, and I just said, look, I can help you today, man. If you need any help, you just let me know. And I sent him some stuff. I said, look, here's the site that I used to do this. And because I really wanted him to get it there, because I wanted to listen to him, because like you said, he's very personable. He's very real. He's very Jesse, you know, he's got this great fun personality. So, and there's nothing pretentious about him. Nothing. He's real. He's just real as it gets. So, and I really like the way it happens. You know,
it's like the closest we're ever going to get to hanging out, having a beer and watching him play the guitar in real life, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just like that.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there was one where he told a story about a guy that he met that had lost his wife, and he kind of talked about the conversation and that it was important to, to value the people that are in your life and things, because he said, man, life is so quick. It's short. And it's, you know, he just has a way of saying things. And I really enjoyed it. And I told him, I said, man, I really like what you're doing. It's, you know, and like, as you said earlier, a short podcast is a
good podcast.
Exactly. So they're easy to listen to. And I got two of them in, and I'll get probably all the rest of them this week. I listened to his episode Quest for Fire, which was his episode 2. And I got to admit, it sounds a lot better when Jesse's just playing it on guitar. So then they're having vocals.
Yeah,
it's
probably the vocal melody that you don't love, isn't it?
And he's got a little bit more crunch to his guitar than is on that album. Mm-hmm. And then I listened to the one where it was called The Death of Plastic, Jim Croce and the Roller Derby. And man, I'm somewhat familiar with Jim Croce. My mom used to listen to him, but I've never heard that song. And so when he was singing it, man, I was just laughing. It was like a fridge, like she's a fridge with a head like a brick or something. I can't remember what he was. It was just funny. So keep it up, Jesse, man. That's some good stuff. And okay, the last podcast I listened to, this one podcast had advertised on my podcast before that. Remember the one, it was like kind of the urban thing that called Queens on a Roll that I talked about? I was trying to clean out my podcasts on my Twitter, on my Apple, like just, I don't listen to these all the time. Let me just get rid of some of them. And I saw that one. I'm like, yeah, let me get rid of that one, because I never listened to it until I saw the name of this episode. And then I knew I just had to listen to it. I came home and told...
Go on, what was it called?
I came home and told Vanessa, listen to this episode that I listened to. It's very medical. Mm-hmm. There's nothing gross about it at all. But it's called My Experience.
Come on. You can do this.
I can do it. My Experience Having a Colonoscopy and Endoscopy. But as soon as I saw, what the hell is this? I gotta listen to this now. Like, I just thought, and literally, I swear to God, the only reason I listened to it was just so I could say, just so I could have this moment right here, so I could tell somebody. I was like, I've gotta
Did you enjoy the episode?
You know what? I'm 50.
Yeah.
And that the former of those two is probably in my near future. So it was interesting and a little bit, it was informative. I got to take my glasses off.
So if I need to have one, I can listen to that first.
Yes. This girl's she's very educated. She's very smart. And she's just talking about how, you know, what it's for, how everything kind of goes. She kind of led up to, you know, the stuff they give you to drink and what you can and can't do, you know, in the time frame before and after and this and that. And so it was definitely informative and educational, but literally the only reason I'd listened to it was just so I could say, I listened to this episode about having a colonoscopy. Oh man.
Well, I hope that was worth it for you.
It was. My glasses were fogging
for this
up.
Moment.
My glasses.
Because I don't think I'm reacting correctly.
I'm like, you're not. Okay. You did giggle. Yeah, there you go.
I'm a radiographer. It's like.
True. Yeah.
They're not as funny when you work in a hospital.
Yeah, I guess so. But my wife did laugh a little bit. She's a nurse, so she did get a laugh when I said it, because she was just like, oh my God. And Sarah, what's that? And my wife's like, ah, you know, it's when they stick a tube up your rectum or whatever. And I go, your ass. So it was pretty funny. It was very, it just made me, episode wasn't funny, but the whole just, like
it
I
was
said,
educational.
Yeah, it was educational. And like but I thought that's the first time I've ever really listened to something just so I could say it on the podcast. So, and it was like 20 minutes.
It's going to become a thing now.
I guess it depends on what kind of episodes
I realize
I see.
You've got quite a lot of listening time coming up. So
I do. I should.
You're just going to be looking for funny names of podcasts so you can read it out next week.
I can't wait to listen to I'll tell you one thing I can't wait to listen to next week. Two things. I can't wait to listen to Book of Souls and Senjutsu and maybe A Matter of Life and Death for sure. So I'm looking I'm definitely on the Book of Souls right now. Definitely on the Book
I know
of
that's
Souls.
Where you're at the moment.
Yeah.
You know what was really funny?
Uh-huh.
So Gen's episode came out the week after the epics.
Mm-hmm.
When you did the epics, you were all over Empire of the Clouds. I think you had it as your number one, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I know what you're going
to
say.
When you were talking to Gen just a few weeks before, you were pretty dismissive.
I was. I noticed that when I listened to it. I was like,
oh, that's such a change in just a week.
I thought, I wonder if anyone will notice
obviously,
that.
Obviously, you talked again quite a while back, but that's just so funny.
When I heard that, I thought, there's probably only like one person that'll notice that. And of course, I'm talking to her.
Didn't let you down.
You didn't let me down. So, oh gosh. Okay. So, we will do the retweets next, the part where Blackie Lawless used to say, now it's time for some audience participation. And this is where the audience participates. And Dave in the USA was the very first retweet. He's maybe not the very first one, but he's like always like a prime giver of retweets and tweet quotes, as you will hear shortly. So also retweeting Soto Enrique on Twitter, Ian White in Solihull, West Midlands. Were you impressed with Sarah on that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I said it to her before. I was like, this is how you, I wasn't going to tell her too much, but I was like, this is pronounced Solihull. And she's like, really? And she's looking at it because it just looks like I would say Solihull. She goes, it's not Solihull? I was like, no, it's Solihull.
No, because there's an I.
There's an I
in it. That's why.
I guess I don't have the I written on my paper. I have just Solihull. Okay, maybe.
If you're spelling it wrong, that's probably
I am spelling problem. It wrong. That's the problem. I am the problem once
again.
Well,
I'm glad we got to the bottom of that last. Because I'm like, it's really not that hard.
Yeah. That does actually make a lot of sense. the Scouser, David Laird in Liverpool, England. Ron Kramer in Washington. Joan Farr on Twitter. Miles on Twitter. And Willie Valiverta in Finland, who we will be hearing from more.
Yes, I saw that. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Now come back out now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The tweet quotes are up next from the episode with Gen, his Iron Maiden story. And the first one up, his royal dudeness, Dave in the USA. And his was he gave me a two-parter, and I just combined it all into one big long one. He did two separate tweet quotes. He knows how it works. He doesn't just put like part one and then part two in the comments. He puts part one in a separate one, and so he knows how to do it. So learn from Gen, people.
I had to look for it. It's part two. I didn't know how to read it, but I found it.
Yeah. So he says, Gen has such a fun way of telling his stories. You just have to smile. And I got to admit, anytime I would build a story up for him to start telling it, he really told it well. Like, he didn't just pick up where I was at. He would, like, go into the backstory a little bit even more, which was awesome. He did a great job. Okay. He said he was initially recommended the most heavy songs you can think of. It was like going from 0 to 100 for the poor guy. Battery, Painkiller, Angel of Death, and he just shut his cassette player off. Later, he realized a cassette that was given to him by a metalhead fan teacher had the first three songs from Brave New World. And then here's the quote marks. So this is Gen speaking. My mom got sick of it. When we drive around, I'd play three songs, go back to Wicker Man, play three songs, go back to Wicker Man, play three songs, go back to Wicker Man. That's pretty funny. So,
very relatable.
Yeah, yeah.
Next back in the day before you could just stream stuff.
Oh, I know. I know.
Sometimes you were stuck with just three songs.
Yeah. I can remember you'd listen to side one and then you'd rewind the whole thing and listen to side one and things like that. So, let's see here. Okay. Next up is Lord Andrew. I'm going to take a drink really quick here. Dave's already wearing me out. Lord Andrew said, Lord Andrew of Sussex, the man of many nicknames, my new favorite, and I'm going to ask you a question about this one.
Hmm.
The most English of English gentlemen. Who said that? Because somebody said, somebody said that.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Said it in a Quechua because we were calling, you kind of started it calling him, he was the most English person you'd ever met. And I was saying that. And then someone called him the most English of English gentlemen. I want to say it was Willie, but I'm not 100% sure. And Andrew said, listening now, Gen is a lot of fun, enjoying the story about how he got into metal. Next up is formerly, I can't remember the name. What was Judas? What's the name of the?
What was Judas Priestcast before it was called Judas Priestcast?
Yes.
Metal Gods Podcast.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I was like, I blanked out in my head. I didn't write it. I was doing this really quick earlier. So I didn't have, I was like, okay, I know the names of all this stuff. So I know I remember all this, but if I don't, I have you here. So, and I do have some stuff I'm going to be asking you for sure here in a little bit. So, let's see. Oh, actually in a real quick bit, Judas Priestcast, which is the new name for the Metal Gods Podcast. If you were unaware that they had changed, they have. And it's not George and Tom anymore. It's George and Hattie. So Tom retired or something. I don't know. But they said, one of our good friends, Uncle Steve, talks to our awesome fan, again, about Iron Maiden and discovering metal growing up in Japan. Great and entertaining conversation. And this was retweeted. Are you ready? You ready for the questions? Or the question, maybe. It was retweeted by Hattie Mick Hatterson. And in parentheses, it says Alpha Male, and it's M-A-I-L, which I think is funny. And then it says, but no, and then this is what I don't know. Capital M, capital S, lowercase c yet. So it says, but no M-S-C yet. Do you know what the M-S-C means?
Master of Science.
Ah, okay. Maybe, you know what? I bet that is right because when I listened to one of their episodes, she's like a really smart person. So I bet you that is what it is.
Yeah.
Kirsty, check out the big brain. You could be a master of science.
I could be, but I'm too lazy.
and Hattie is located on Mercury/Earth/Valhalla. So, and there's a really cool song called Valhalla by Crimson Glory, if anyone wants to check it out. I'm sure I've mentioned it before. So, okay. Now let's see how good my brain is because all I have written down is one word for this person, his title, counselor. The Honorable Counselor, Sir Richard Holmes of the Ulster Unionist Party in Garvagh, Northern Ireland, the only official politician of Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone. And he said, made in Japan. What a great way to start the year. It's wonderful to hear the passion of Gen coming to Maiden relatively late in their career. Proof indeed that Iron Maiden will get you. And that's a good point because, you know, Gen came along whenever like the Brave New World was out.
Yeah. And that also, may I just say that that is a very good quick quote from the counselor, back on form there.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, he's changing his ways here. So, but it's a good point though, because it's neat to think about that, because you know, we all got in there during the glory years in the 80s, and he came along, and that just goes to show you that the stuff that they're putting out now is solid. You know, now, you know, the last 20 years is all solid mm-hmm. stuff. So let's see here. And now, next up, the man of the hour last week, the official detention teacher, Gen Mariutani in Chiba, Japan. He said, and I remember this day because I remember thinking, where was he? I didn't see anything from him that day. And I thought, man, did something happen to Gen? So he lived just long enough to tell his story. But he said, I totally forgot that it was Tuesday.
That's so funny.
I know.
But then that happens, doesn't it, just after Christmas sometimes?
Exactly. He said, I must have been caught somewhere in the New Year vacation. He said, I say three things. So I'll ask you these three things he said, and you tell me if you agree or disagree. He said, one, hope you can understand my English. What did you think?
His English was perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
His audio wasn't 100%, so I had to wait until to really concentrate on it, but it wasn't really a big problem.
Yeah, but I forgot to tell him to use
it. It meant that I couldn't be doing something else while I listened right. to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's actually good, because it was so good it was worth concentrating on and hearing all the good stories.
It was. I forgot to get him to use a wired headset. And he was using, I believe he was using like a Bluetooth. So
mm-hmm.
it just didn't come across as good. I really had to focus hard. Like listening back, I felt like I understood him a lot better the first time I listened. So listening back on big speakers in my car, you know, and it was like I'd have to really crank the volume up and make sure, because on headphones it was a lot easier. So he says, two, I had fun conversations with Uncle Steve. Three, I don't recall what I said, but please don't hate me.
So, as if.
Exactly. Yeah, he didn't say it. He's not the controversial guy that everybody hates. And he's definitely not the most hated man in podcast land, so. Let's see. Next up, Willie Valaverta, and he said, another great installment by the one, the only, the spreadsheet of the beast, Mr. Gen Mariutani. Really great listen. So cool to hear yet another Iron Maiden story. I agree. And then Justin, I laughed so hard my abs hurt, Castaldo said, a fantastic Iron Maiden story from one of my favorite people. A must listen. Awesome conversation, guys. Did I tell you what Sarah said? Because nobody knows this other than me and my wife and Sarah. But when I talked to Gen, and I probably told you this, actually. Yeah, I know I told you this, so you know it too. But when I talked to Gen, he was on video. Like, I could see him, but he couldn't see me. Because I always do it audio. And he had video on, and I told him he had video. I said, you don't have to have the video on, but he left it on. So I could see all of his reactions. I could see how big his smiles were and when he laughed. And it made me laugh a lot more, because just seeing him having a good time and made me smile more. But what was I going to say about him laughing and smiling?
When he was like trying to make it look like he wasn't laughing?
No, he's not like
about that.
He was. Oh, yeah, yeah. I sent you a little video of that. That's right. There was a bit where...
when he was trying to get himself together while you were doing 3, 2, 1.
Oh, man. That was so funny. Oh, Sarah. I showed it to Sarah, and Sarah saw how much he was laughing and having a good time, mm-hmm. and she goes, I am adding meeting Gen to my bucket list. So,
yeah, it's brilliant.
So I told Gen about that.
I know. I just found out, my cousin's going to Tokyo for the week, and I was like, oh, I wish I could go to Japan for the week.
Yeah, I know.
And even more so now.
Yeah, he told me, he goes, if you ever come to Japan, let me know. I'll be your tour guide. I was like, dude, that would be so awesome.
Mm.
I wish I could afford to fly over there, because Australia is pricey. And so I'm sure Japan is probably pretty close, because it's not too far away. So, okay, let's see here. And lastly, Jesse, the delivery guy, he said, in Illinois, he said, so cool to get to hear Gen's voice. He's a riot. And that's 100% accurate. He was so much fun. So now, We also put out the Waffle Zone, and I don't know who retweeted it other than me, but I do know there was about 3 tweet quotes from it, and I did write those down. One of them was yours, because yours was the original one. You put one out, and you said, "It's great that someone else has named a Disney movie soundtrack as their listening for the week. We are big fans of Descendants." And I obviously don't know what it even is. When she said it, I was like, "That a movie? It's a soundtrack." Yeah. So, and then Willie Valaverta said in response to Sarah, "I'd hate to see you guys sad. I guess you're getting an email. And if you know what that means, you know what that means." So, and lastly, what would a tweet quote section be without his royal dudeness here, right? He's always here. So Dave in the USA, he said, "I just noticed that there is the state of Texas stamped into the waffle." And he puts a big laughing face. And that,
it's quite big.
Yeah.
I can't believe that, because I looked for, I looked at waffles online and I could only see Texas shaped ones.
Yeah. That was the only one I saw like that. I liked it. It just looked better and it looks delicious. Yeah. So, he said, "Sarah was the star of this Waffle Zone, reading the hashtags as fast as possible." Mm-hmm. Also, Steve had her read quote tweets. I think he wrote that wrong. He yes. wrote quote tweets. I don't even know what that is.
It's like he's not even in the zone anymore saying things like that.
Do you even listen to the podcast, Dave? That's like a slap in the face to me and you, because I said it first and then you coined the phrase. So.
Yep.
Wow. I'm a little hurt right now. So that's okay. We'll get over it, I guess. We'll get over it. You know what? Because he did that, I'm going to say something about Dave here in just a second. And he said, okay, so I'll read it again. Even it's going to be hard to understand. So just you got to listen really good to this part. Also, Steve had her read some quote tweets, and hearing anyone else but Steve read the nicknames was very funny. So. And she didn't want to read everything. She's like, "Do I have to read it that way? Like, do I have to say his royal dudeness? Do I have to say the Scouser? Can't I just say their names?" I was like, "No, that's not how this works." So I don't know. I know you have, but for the average listener out there, I don't know if you all know this, but I kind of called Dave out. Not only did I call him out, Gen called him out. My daughter called him out. I mean, he's been called out probably by all of us, right? So
yes, at some stage.
I know Matt's called him out.
Yep.
And
I called him out in a DM just the other week.
Well, I
don't know if he's seen it, because he didn't write back to me.
Oh, you might have upset him. Well, I'll say this. When you call him out 3 or 4 times, he does respond. And I haven't even I haven't even told you this, okay? I haven't even told you about this response. Let's just say his royal dudeness is as happy and nice as he always seems on Twitter. He didn't come across as nice and happy. He basically told me he's going to go down fighting. So I'll just let that sit right there, I guess. So interesting. It's interesting. As they said in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, strange things are afoot in the Waffle Zone. So,
come on, Dave.
Come on, Dave. Anyways, so that's all we got for the Waffle Zone. Do you have anything you want to add before we sign into the Iron Maiden Zone?
No, that's all for now, I think.
All right. So, waffle on, guys. That's what we do. So I don't have a tagline for it. I don't know.
You do now. That's brilliant.
Waffle. Oh gosh.